and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump's economic advisor, Kevin Hassett, says the IRS is now in focus for the Department of Government Efficiency DOGE task force. CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us newly hired workers who are supposed to ensure taxpayers pay what they owe are being let go.
According to our reporting, 3,500 people expected to lose their jobs at the IRS by tomorrow, and the numbers could go up eventually over the next couple of months to 6,000. And what Hassett had to say was that basically there's plenty of fat to cut there. He said that there are people who are not fully employed with, don't have enough to do, essentially. There are people who've been working from home.
The Senate has confirmed Kash Patel as the next director of the FBI. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
Patel has said some pretty inflammatory things about law enforcement, about the FBI. And so he's walking into a situation where there seems to be a major disconnect between what he wants to do on behalf of President Trump and what these career FBI officials see as their role in law enforcement.
The Israeli military says the remains of two child hostages released by Hamas have been identified, but another body released by Hamas was not the boy's mother. Foreign policy professor at American University Boaz Adzili is worried about the reaction of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
All of this is saying we don't have any intention to go to the second stage of the deal. We intend to go back and to inflict hell on the Palestinians, in the words of President Trump.
Microsoft announced a technology breakthrough. CBS News tech consultant Ian Schur is checking it out.
Everyone in grade school remembers being taught that there are three states to matter: gas, liquid, and solid. But now Microsoft says they've come up with a fourth one. And this is special for what's called a quantum computer.
The American Cancer Society reports that cancer deaths for black people are declining, but they are still higher than death rates for other racial and ethnic groups.
The report finds black patients compared to white patients have a twofold higher risk for death from myeloma, prostate, uterine, and stomach cancers, and 40 to 50% higher for colorectal, breast, cervical, and liver cancers.
CBS News Philadelphia reporter Stephanie Stahl. Connor McDavid scored at 8:18 of overtime in the Four Nations face-off championship game to give Canada a 3-2 victory over the United States tonight. Brady Tkachuk and Jake Sanderson scored for the Americans. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Bobby Portis suspended 25 games. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Bobby Portis suspended for the next 25 games by the NBA. After testing positive for a non-approved painkiller, Portis says he thought he was taking Toradol for an elbow injury. Instead, an assistant of his gave him a prescription of Tramadol, a painkiller banned by the league last spring. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
I just feel bad for Bobby on so many levels. Dude's gone through a lot, this year with his mom passing and, his house been broken in and then this, the thing I did tell him is this is going to be one hell of a story for you. Our goals haven't changed as a team. This is going to be harder. I mean, Bobby's a huge loss. I'm not going to try to sugarcoat that. He's been so good for us. Not only on the floor, but his spirit. Like, we need his spirit.
The Bucks hosting the Clippers. A recap coming up later tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Beverly Hills Cops were called into action recently when actress Nicole Kidman and her country music star husband Keith Urban had their Beverly Hills place broken into. Hopefully they have renter's insurance. The Beverly Hills Police Department says the break-in was most likely part of a rash of burglaries from a South American gang that has been hitting Southern California. The gang was recently nabbed by the BHPD, probably led by Axel Foley. It's hard to anticipate how the Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni drama will unfold when all is said and done. They are exchanging lawsuits over incidents stemming from the set of It Ends With Us. Feeling smug and confident, Ryan Reynolds made a joke about the situation on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary, but it appears to have backfired. Apparently, the cute power couple were given the snub at the after parties by many attendees for making light of a sensitive situation. I'm not sure who did what to whom, but Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, kind of annoying. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see clear to mostly clear skies in the overnight with light winds, temperatures dropping to around 0 to 5 below in the area. On Friday, quite a bit of sunshine with highs in the lower 20s. On Saturday, partly sunny skies and upper 20s. Right now, it's 10.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we continue our live coverage of the American Birkebeiner from downtown Hayward, Wisconsin. Brady Ewing, Peter Rapine, and you. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Phil Idner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, the host of the On the Edge podcast. Idner Philip over on, or Philip Idner on YouTube, Idner Philip on Blue Sky and on Twitter. Phil, it's been a wild week for Ukraine. I'm guessing you were rather shocked to discover that you live in a dictatorship that attacked Russia, or attacked itself, I guess. What other kind of BS is, you know, Trump selling over there? And Vance, well, and Hegseth.
Well, I mean, the narrative, of course, that Ukraine somehow brought it on themselves is, you know, I mean, not to be crude, but it is like the old, you know, if Ukraine just wasn't wearing a dress that short, you know,
exactly,
it's all her fault. I mean, it's reprehensible. It's disgusting language.
You have too many minerals, Ukraine. You have too many nice minerals, right. Too much nice land.
Right. Well, yeah, I think prima facie, that's what it was. I mean, people are kind of saying, oh, this is 8D chess that he's playing, that he's pretended to be hard on Zelensky so that Putin will get on side with him. None of that is true. He's a petulant child who was told by the president of a sovereign nation that he wouldn't accept a deal that would steal a huge resource from this country. And he got upset about it.
Yeah.
And he got upset about it. He lashed out. Now, what happened when he lashed out, I can tell you the reaction here in Ukraine was 100% the other direction of, I think, what he intended to do. He actually gave a massive boost to Zelensky. People I talk to here are some of whom I know to have been very strict critics of Zelensky are now saying, even if we do have an election, which, by the way, is illegal under the Ukrainian constitution in periods of martial law, and martial law was voted on by the legislative body here, the Rada, the first day of the full-scale invasion. This is 100% legal, and, you know, you can't have elections. But again, the reaction to Trump insulting their president at a time of war has many of his most ardent critics saying, well, if Trump, you know, tries to interfere and if Trump says that, I'm going to vote for Zelensky, even if we do have elections. And secondarily, what he also did, and I cannot believe he intended this to happen, is any peace negotiation that the U.S. is involved with is now going to be called into question, because the widely held belief here now is that Trump is on side with Vladimir Putin, the man who is initiated this, you know, catastrophic war. Marco Rubio might as well just go home. There's no point. It's everything that will be presented by the U.S. going forward in terms of peace negotiations will be looked at highly skeptical or dead on arrival. There is the slim possibility if they get everything on their wish list that the Ukrainians will agree to a U.S. negotiated peace. But that ain't going to happen. And I think, I think seriously that we have just screwed up any kind of peace negotiation that the Trump administration might try and, put forward. I mean,
I worry this is the beginning of World War III. Phil, I
think so, too. I think there's a good chance. Yeah.
Yeah. Phil, I'm curious. I keep seeing Petro Poroshenko on CNN. He's a Ukrainian oligarch who was the president who preceded Zelensky. Zelensky ran on an anti-corruption platform. Poroshenko was widely viewed as corrupt. Was he also widely viewed as a puppet of Russia? Was he the guy that Manafort got in? Forgive me for not remembering my
That was Yushchenko.
Thank you.
Poroshenko is he's an oligarch. He kind of runs he's a chocolatier as well. I think where he got his
food company.
Yeah, it's a food company, but his name was really he got his wealth off of chocolate. Mm-hmm. Look, he was president before Zelensky. He was not well liked. He was kind of a placeholder after the Maidan revolution happened. Oligarchs in general are not like here because, of course, they're connected to a period that they're trying to put in their past where oligarchy that stems from Moscow really sapped every, if it wasn't nailed down, it was sold and the profits were sent either to Moscow or to, oligarchs in the south of France. Poroshenko may be trying to make some sort of public campaign, but he will, elections aren't going to happen. We need to stipulate that. But Poroshenko wouldn't be in the running. Zelensky just got a massive boost because he is now seen to Zelensky is now being seen to not only have stood up to Putin, but also now to have stood up to Trump. And the Ukrainians love that. I mean, they're very proud of that. The only potential candidate I think that would give him any trouble is General Zaluzhny, who is off kind of in... kind of in an exile as ambassador to the Court of St. James in London. He's the only one that would even come close. But the whole thing is moot because, again, I've spoken to members of the RADA. I have an episode of On the Edge where I spoke to Member of Parliament Kira Rudik, and we go through it very methodically. The Ukrainian Constitution says you can't hold elections in times of martial law, and they voted for martial law. She voted for martial law. Right. Not only to take into consideration that what do you do about, like, the diaspora? What do you do about the frontline soldiers? How do they vote? And more importantly than all of it, what about those Ukrainians who are currently living under occupation? This concept of Ukraine must have an election comes straight out of the Kremlin, and it is meant to undermine Zelensky. It's meant to undermine democracy here. I think the Kremlin would like to try and insert some sort of puppet here, but they just don't understand the fact that Ukraine has broken with Moscow irrevocably. Yeah. They will never be a colony of Moscow again, and the Kremlin can't wrap their heads around that. They can't.
Which raises two questions in the 6 minutes or so that we have left here, Phil. And if you could fill in my curiosity on both counts. The first is, how is the war going? Our regular check-in with you, what's the status of things? And how will, is it possible even that Europe will replace American support? Because American support obviously is going to zero or already has. And then secondly, I said, this seems to me like the beginning of World War III. I have, in my mind, a very specific construct of what that means. I'm curious what that means to you since you agreed to that statement.
Well, so I'll address that first, I suppose, then. I do think that European powers are going to be, I think there is a big possibility, there's a good chance that European powers are going to be drawn into this. Because, if indeed Ukraine is pushed back and pushed back and pushed back almost to the point of maybe to the Polish border, Europe will not sit idly by. That'll be, the polls in particular will not sit idly by. If they go for one of the Baltic states, that will draw in Article 5. Now, we may be on our way out of NATO. I hope that's not true. But clearly, the Trump administration has some concept of withdrawing from NATO. So will Article 5 be initiated? Well, you know, I can't see Trump coming to the defense of Estonia. But the Europeans might, certainly the Scandinavians in particular, who will see the threat. So they might be drawn in. This, by weakening Ukraine, you are emboldening Moscow. You are emboldening Vladimir Putin. And he will not stop with just Ukraine. It might not be tanks on the Champs-Élysées, but the influence, the undue influence that the threat of a reinvigorated Moscow poses to Europe as a whole will be unacceptable to them. And I think that by abandoning Ukraine, Trump might make the world far more dangerous, not less so. And it's a foolish, dangerous thing to be playing with. And he's playing with fire.
Did Macron just back down from his statement that he would consider sending troops? I saw a headline to that effect, and then I saw another headline suggesting that Keir Starmer is saying that he would consider troops. I mean, what's the status of the Europeans relative to Ukraine right now? Particularly given this vacuum that Trump just created.
Well, I don't think Macron fully withdrew that. He had floated the idea that French troops could come in and do some of the kind of like logistics, the far off the front line kind of stuff, maybe
like
border patrol along, peacekeeper or border patrol presence on the Belarusian border, I think is what was really floated. But you're doing logistics, running command and control or, all that kind of thing, not frontline kind of activity. Starmer has put forward the idea that in any kind of a peace negotiation, if there was to be some sort of demarcation line, that he would be willing to put British troops on that demarcation line. There's a lot of talk going on right now in Europe. There's a lot of confusion because, this has been a real shock to the system that America would abandon Europe. The Europeans admittedly have kind of relied on America disproportionately, and they're now finding themselves in the position where they're going to have to figure out this internal discussion about what to do amongst a potential, independent right. European security apparatus.
I got it. We have just a minute left here, Phil, before we hit this hard
sure.
break. I'm curious, how is the war going?
So the war is going, is about the same. Some advances are being made in Donbass, but there's defense in strategic depth is what they call it. There are rows after row after row of Ukrainian defensive lines. They're not going to advance in any kind of swift blitzkrieg. The Ukrainians themselves inside Kursk, that area of the Russian Federation where they crossed over into, they've been making advances there as well.
Okay.
With the American withdrawal, one of the things that is most disturbing is not what's happening on the line, but is the fact that we are going to be depleted with our anti-air defense, our air defense capability, notably Patriot missile systems, which means that it is far more likely that places like Kiev, Odessa, Lviv, Zaporizhia, all these cities that are off the front line will be more susceptible to attack. And so we might start seeing more cities suffering greater damage as America denies Ukraine any kind of support.
Amazing. Horrible, actually.
Horrible.
Phil Itner, the wars correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, host of the On the Edge podcast. Check it out. Also, Itner Philip, ITTNERPHILIP over on Blue Sky. Phil, thanks so much. Always good talking with you.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah,
always good.
Talk to you next week. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So, DEI exposes the myth of male superiority. I'll tell you about that right after.
Yeah. how would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
In 94, the paper signed a promise made to ease the mind, a deal of trust, a hopeful dawn, but now we see how it went wrong. Ukraine gave up its mighty shield, power no nation dared to wield. For peace they traded fire for trust, now that promise lies in dust. Oh, the Budapest betrayal,
A trust exchange, but hearts in pale. The world looked on and turned away, while children cried where farms now lay. The Budapest betrayal, a shattered vow, a tragic tale.
Welcome back, 24 minutes past the hour. So my op-ed today over at Hartman Report's Daily Take is titled DEI Exposes the Myth of Male Superiority and That's Why They Hate It. It really goes beyond that. The point that I'm making with this article is that when Republicans and right-wing commentators and Fox News commentators and people like that, when they say, oh, she must be a DEI hire or he must be a DEI hire, what they mean is she, a woman, or he, presumably a black man, must be inferior to the white person who could have otherwise done that job. In other words, that DEI is about promoting women and black people in particular. I mean, it extends to other minorities as well, but particularly women and black people, in addition to the queer community and the Hispanics and Asians and et cetera. But the meme that the Republicans are promoting is that inferior women and black people are getting jobs that superior white people should have had. And that's a lie. That is not what DEI is. DEI doesn't promote inferior white people, white women and black men or women into positions that would have been held by superior white people. It's the other way around. What DEI does is it says, you know, traditionally, and I kind of hate that word because it seems kind of neutral, but nonetheless, traditionally, historically, what's happened is that white employers, which is, you know, at one point in America was all employers for pretty much, white employers hire white people because they feel more comfortable with them, because they're white, because, you know, for a whole bunch, because it's easy, for a whole bunch of reasons. So instead of just looking at the pool of white people, we're going to open the door a little wider and look at a larger pool of people. And if we can find a woman who is more qualified than a white man, we'll hire her. If we can find a black man who's more qualified than any of the white applicants, we'll hire them. DEI guarantees that the most qualified person is in the job, not the least qualified. And the media won't point that out. They simply repeat Donald Trump saying, oh, yeah, you know, the helicopter crashed because there was a woman pilot. She was a DEI hire. This is just a naked, racist, sexist lie. And the American media has completely failed to point this out. And now you've got, you know, Pete Hegseth, he's going to fire a bunch of generals because, hey, they hired black people. Well, they were highly qualified black people. They were better qualified than the white people. Lloyd Austin was one of the best defense secretaries we've ever had. So anyway, you can read all about it. I lay the whole thing out point by point by point. And what a crime it is that the media is not pointing out how racist and sexist this is. Over at HartmanReport.com, it's our Daily Take. It's titled, DEI Exposes the Myth of White Male Superiority, and That's Why They Hate It.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Mark Elias is a hero. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us. CB Distillery's stock up sale is officially live. Save up to 40% on everything. If you're struggling to sleep, deal with daily stress, or need relief after a tough workout, you have to check out CB Distillery. They have natural plant-based solutions for just about everything. And this isn't the low-quality stuff you find at the drugstore. This is premium CBD that people swear by. I know a lot of you love CB Distillery's sleep products. Personally, they're my favorites. They make it so easy to find exactly what you need on their website, too. You can shop by benefit, you know, sleep, stress, mood, focus, pain after workouts. They even have solutions for pets. Whether CB Distillery is already part of your routine or you've been curious about trying CBD, now's the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. Discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% on everything. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP. That's CBDistillery.com, the code VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. CBDistillery.com, code VIP. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code TOM.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. White House economics advisor Kevin Hassett says IRS employees will be fired Friday. CBS's Nancy Cordes says it starts with 3,500 recent hires.
They definitely believe in this mission. He argued this is still just a small sliver of the overall IRS workforce, which is about 90,000.
The Israeli military identified the bodies of two young Israeli hostages returned by Hamas, but they say the only other female body received is not their mother. University of San Francisco professor Stephen Zunis gauges the impact on the fragile ceasefire.
This should not necessarily jeopardize the ceasefire, particularly if the body of the missing woman can be identified fairly soon.
Black people in the U.S. are still disproportionately dying of cancer.
A new report from the American Cancer Society shows while cancer death rates among black people are declining, they remain higher than other racial and ethnic groups.
CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's one of Pete's picks for the entire family. Check out the film Flo, an animated movie about a cat trying to survive a flood. Our lead feline needs to get over a solitary existence and work with other animals in similar predicaments as they all take shelter on a boat. There are no words or dialogue, but the action is continuous and the animation is almost hypnotic. Flo is a sweet, engaging film with a very nice ending, showing animals coming together to help each other. The legendary Paul Simon is capitalizing on his SNL 50th anniversary show opening number with Sabrina Carpenter. Simon has announced a new tour. It's been 7 years since the 83-year-old has packed up his guitar and hit the road. Simon will start in New Orleans in early April and at this point has two dates scheduled for Milwaukee at the Riverside Theater. 83-year-old touring Paul Simon might not go late into the evening, but it's still better than non-touring Paul Simon. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Bobby Portis suspended 25 games. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Bobby Portis suspended for the next 25 games by the NBA. After testing positive for a non-approved painkiller, Portis says he thought he was taking Toradol for an elbow injury. Instead, an assistant of his gave him a prescription of Tramadol, a painkiller banned by the league last spring. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
I just feel bad for Bobby on so many levels. You know, dude's gone through a lot, you know, this year with his mom passing and, you know, his house been broken in and then this, you know. You know, the thing I did tell him is this is going to be one hell of a story for you. You know, our goals haven't changed as a team. This is going to be harder. I mean, Bobby's a huge loss. I'm not going to try to sugarcoat that. He's been so good for us. Not only on the floor, but his spirit. Like, we need his spirit.
The Bucks hosting the Clippers. A recap coming up later tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see clear to mostly clear skies in the overnight with light winds. Temperatures dropping to around 0 to 5 below in the area. On Friday, quite a bit of sunshine with highs in the lower 20s. On Saturday, partly sunny skies and upper 20s. It's 6 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It might be cold outside, but we're back on the road to find out what makes Wisconsin great, including the American Burr Combiner.
Road trip!
It's the best ski race in the world. I'm Todd Alba. I'm taking you to the Burr Combiner and what it means for the state.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
Join us from Hayward, Wisconsin.
A special Todd Alba show Thursday and Friday.
At noon on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, our regular Week in Review panels, including Mark Jacob and Jennifer Schulze, Kia Vakil from Courier Newsroom, and Jim Santel.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
A world where they compete. DEI exposes the lie that only white men touch the sky. They're afraid because now they see we don't need their legacy. It was never about the best, just keeping power.
So Susan Collins just came out and said she's going to vote no on Kash Patel for FBI director. She said there is a compelling need for an FBI director who is decidedly apolitical, after pointing out that it looks like there's a purge of non-Trump loyalists going on at the FBI. She says, therefore, I will vote against this nomination. So one down. We need four. So we'll see. Meanwhile, Mark Elias, the attorney, he's got a great newsletter over on Substack, democracydocket.com. We'll get you there. Actually, maybe it's not even Substack. I'm not certain, but Democracy Docket. I subscribe to it. I send Mark a little money every month. I strongly recommend you do too. He's doing God's work. And Elon Musk just went after him over on his Nazi-infested website. And asked and said that Elias and another lawyer are, quote, undermining civilization. I suspect Elon Musk means white civilization, or at least white Christian civilization. He goes on to ask if Elias suffered childhood trauma, and suggests that he's suffering from, quote, generational trauma. In other words, hey, you're Jewish. And literally, I mean, that's presumably, let's say. So Mark Elias wrote an open letter to Elon Musk, and I'll just share a few excerpts from it with you. He says, I used to be a regular on Twitter, and then he talks about how it's become a hellish, it became a hellscape of hate and misinformation, you know, under Musk's leadership. He says, I also used to buy your cars, first a Model X and then a Model S. He said, my family no longer owns any of your cars and never will, but that's not the reason I'm writing. And then he goes through and he tells this fairly long story, which I won't read the whole thing to you, about how his grandfather, at the age of 3, came to the United States from Russia when the Tsar was cracking down on Jews. There was this one little region of Russia where Jews were allowed to live, and some of them fled, and his grandfather was one of them. So, yes, he says, I may be suffering generational trauma. What does that have to do with anything? And then he goes on to say, you are very rich and very powerful. You've thrown in with Donald Trump. Whether it's because you think you can control him or because you share his authoritarian vision, I do not know. I do not care. Together, you and he are dismantling our government, undermining the rule of law, and harming the most vulnerable in our society. I'm just a lawyer. I don't have your wealth or your platform. I don't control the vast power of the federal government, nor do I have millions of adherents at my disposal to harass and intimidate my opponents. I may even carry generational trauma. But you need to know this about me. I am the great-grandson of a man who led his family out of the shuttle to a strange land in search of a better life. I am the grandson of the three-year-old boy on that journey. As you know, my English name is Mark, but my Hebrew name is Elhanan, after the great warrior in David's army who slew the powerful giant. I will use every tool at my disposal to protect this country from Trump. I will litigate to defend voting rights until there are no cases left to bring. I will speak out against authoritarianism until my last breath. I will not back down. I will not bow or scrape, and I will never obey. Defiantly, Mark Elias. God bless that man. DemocracyDocket.com. We should get Mark on. You know, I'd be happy to have him on once a week and give us an update on what he's doing. I really want to promote his work. All right, so what's on your mind today? Let's pick up some calls here. If I can find my mouse. Oh, there it is. Nancy in Woodland, California. Hey, Nancy, what's up?
Oh, hi. I was just kind of tearing up when you were reading that, so I'm trying to talk.
It was powerful.
I was just wondering. It was very powerful. And also the book about Virginia Hall, you mentioned that on your break, and it's a great book. She's a wonderful woman. It's amazing. But anyway, my question is, the military takes an oath to protect and defend the Constitution. And, you know, not a party or anything.
As do all of our politicians, by the way.
Exactly. And I'm just wondering, do you think a substantial number of the military would refuse to attack fellow citizens domestically if Trump tries to use them that way, like against protesters? And also, in that same vein, if Trump tries to use troops, you're talking about a possibility of World War III, to fight our traditional allies, the UK and Europe?
I don't think that we're going to get into a conflict with our traditional allies, but God only knows. I mean, anything is possible. If Europe ended up in a war with Russia, would America intervene on Russia's side? Under Trump, it's possible. It's absolutely possible. With regard to the military, following an illegal order to attack American civilians, protesters specifically, history is not our friend in this regard. I can think of one time in recent history anyway, where the military of a country stood up against the president of the country and said, no, we're not going to do it. And that was in Brazil when they stood up to Bolsonaro. By and large, people in the military tend to be very gung-ho authoritarians. They tend to be very, we take orders. We just take our orders and do what we're told. The president is the commander in chief, and he has awesome power and the perception of awesome power, particularly among, enlisted people in the military. So my guess is that if another Kent State, and only much, much larger, on an order of magnitude larger or even greater than that, were to happen, that it would play out the same way it did at Kent State. That people would be killed. And that's something that I think we need to concern ourselves with, particularly when you've got, basically a drunken ass like Pete Hegseth running our military. I'm taking it at his word that he quit drinking once he became the head of the Pentagon, of our military. But that doesn't mean that he's not. I mean, he's written in some of his books and said in venues in the past that things that would make you think that he would be more than happy to use violence against Americans if that's what Donald Trump told him to do. So I'm very concerned about it, Nancy, and I think we all need to be. And this is another reason why Congress needs to exercise oversight and why, these Republican cowards in the United States Senate who put him in that position are going to, burn in history's hell. They are not going to be viewed favorably when the history of this era is written. Nancy, thank you for the call. Grant in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Grant, what's on your mind today?
Yes, there's a gentleman on YouTube that has a channel where he asks AI different questions, specifically political related. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to throw out the idea that ChatGPT is a really good tool for problem solving because it has no political agenda or anything like that, even for senators and congressmen, because it can in a lot of different areas and suggest solutions that actually most of the time make a lot of sense. So I just thought I'd throw that out.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, you know, it's a program like that is only as good as the data it's trained on. I mean, if Elon Musk has got Grok now, and it was apparently trained on Twitter, and so you can easily ask it to spit out racist, misogynistic, stuff, and apparently, from what I've been reading, it'll do it. I haven't tried. I tried on a number of occasions to get information that would be negative toward Republicans when I'm writing articles. I've used ChatGPT as one. I use Perplexity. I use Google. I use DuckDuckGo when looking for stuff. And more often than not, ChatGPT seems to be very reluctant to provide information that, particularly about Reagan, to provide information that reflects poorly on the Republicans. I don't know if that's just because, the bias of the internet is toward conservatives and Republicans.
Could be.
Or if, the bias of the people who trained the program, the data that they selected to train it on. There's so many more conservative websites out there, that are funded by right-wing billionaires compared to left-wing websites. That may be the case. But I be careful, Grant. Be very, very careful. I got to run. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
CB Distillery's stock up sale is officially live. Save up to 40% on everything. If you're struggling to sleep, dealing with daily stress, or need relief after a tough workout, you got to check out CB Distillery. They have natural plant-based solutions for just about everything. And this isn't the low-quality stuff you find at the drugstore. This is premium CBD that people swear by. I know a lot of you love the CB Distillery's sleep products. That's what I'm going to be stocking up on with this. In fact, I did last night. I bought some of their CBN gummies. They make it so easy to find exactly what you need on their website. You can shop by benefit, sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after workouts. They even have solutions for pets. Whether CB Distillery is part of your routine or you've been curious about trying CBD, now's the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. Discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% on everything. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP to get your 40% discount on everything, including their sleep products. CBDistillery.com, code VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
Crying in the cold. A mother holds her daughter, her hands tired and old. The promise of a nation carved deep in stone feels like it's cracking, like we're losing.
Picking up your calls here, David in San Francisco. Hey, David, what's up? David in San Francisco? Going once? Going twice? You got the button pushed, right, Sean? Okay. Jan in Seattle. Hey, Jan, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I was calling about our Do Nothing, actually deliberately Do Nothing Congress. I want to put a plea out to them to help us out of this, because they can. I think they can. 218-2 is outnumbering the two. And the 218 can stick together. They've shown us they could stick together and stand up against his comments about this, the Ukraine and Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security. And I doubt their constituents would vote them out for that. So I was hoping they have the power to override him and show and finally bring some common sense. I mean, what do they have to lose? you know, what they have to lose if they stick together and go with him is we're in a snowball down toward World War III. So I was just hoping they're listening and they might think about doing that. Number two, his comments are looking to us like slash and burn and fast, but you know they're calculated on Russia's side, Saudi's side, on even Project 2025. So I'm worried within the next month or week or who knows. This, he struck the match and he's lighting this grenade, and it's just a matter of time that Putin is going to set up the Ukraine to start their war, or he's going to find a reason and then they're going to ask us to jump in. Yeah. So
I share your concerns, Jan. I think it's important that everybody realize that Putin is a billionaire oligarch. Donald Trump is a billionaire oligarch. Elon Musk is a billionaire oligarch. And Mohammed bin Salman is a billionaire oligarch. And if anybody thinks that these four men give a damn about anything right. other than themselves and their billions, they're nuts.
Yes. And the billionaires, they're billionaires that inherited the money. So they don't respect the people at Microsoft, Mark Cuban. They earned their money way. Even I think Facebook, they understand money differently. Yeah. And they know what it's like to not have money. And I think these guys are way out of touch with yeah. the rest of us. And so it's so dangerous, you know. But I think there's a way out if the Republicans could help us.
I get it.
In Congress.
Yep. Jan, thank you. Okay. And this is the reason I'm Rachel Maddow made this point last night, and I wrote an op-ed about this a week and a half ago at Hartman Report, that we all need to be reaching out to Republicans every single day and demanding that they stand up to this man and his billionaire autocratic agenda. Jan, thank you. Michael in Gainesville, Florida. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Yes. Hi. First off, you know, when it comes to DEI, I think we're all on the same page. But I did hear Mr. Eli Mistal yesterday on C-SPAN talk about it in a way that really opened my mind. He described it as a policy that was in response to the Civil Rights Act and not to be afraid to look at it. And once I did, what you see is that DEI in societies is bifurcated. There's how it's dealt with in business and social, and there's how it's dealt with in schools. And what's interesting is it really points out your myth of white male supremacy, because when it comes to schools, I think women aren't an issue because they're kind of smarter than us and they do good in schools. So in schools, what's happened is it's actually in service to the worst colonialist, separate kids into bins because we have to establish which ones are high value and low value. And then DEI comes in and within the low value bin says, hey, we'll add some more bins in here. We got different categories of low value. We got poor people. We got black people. Those will be in the low performing bin. And it actually serves this toxic
DEI in our schools serves an awful lot of low income white people, white boys.
But we could have exactly. And here's the thing. Every single teacher that has ever given a C, D, or an F to a student has, in fact, done a disservice to that student. They have. And we don't want to face that. It's like once you realize that if a kid can earn an A, to give him anything less is horrible.
Yeah. No, I get it. Michael, thank you for the call. Yeah, DEI is not about, you know, everybody gets a prize. No. It's about saying, let's open the doors to more people to have opportunities to do these jobs, by and large. I mean, you know, in school, it's slightly different. I'll be back on the other side of the break here. Musk is trash-talking DEI hires again. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by...
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's chairman, Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Hamas has made the first return of hostage remains under the ceasefire deal. CBS's Deborah Pata has more from Jerusalem.
Fighters handed over the bodies of 4-year-old Ariel Bibas and his 9-month-old brother Kafir. Israel says their mother Shiri was not among them. The fragile ceasefire in Gaza is approaching the end of its first phase. On Saturday, 6 more living hostages are expected to be freed.
26-year-old Luigi Mangione, arrested in the shooting death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, will be back in court Friday. CBS's Anna Schechter.
He's going to be walking down that hallway into a courtroom, and we hope to hear some kind of a schedule for his upcoming trial. Our reporting at CBS News indicates that this New York State case, where he faces the most charges,